Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and ride on out to the pits and see how futures are trading. These are your composite numbers in Kansas City. December wheat 898, and they are up 13 and 3 quarters. March 915 and a half. Now 3 quarters up 14. December wheat in Chicago 862 and a half, up 13 and a half. March 877 and a half, up 13 and 3 quarters. December corn 752, up 4 and 3 quarters. March 756, up 4 and 3 quarters. May 753 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. July 745, up 4 and 3 quarters. December 633 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. January soybeans 1444, up 19 and a quarter. March 1430 and a quarter, up 18. May 1408 and 3 quarters, up 16 and a half. July 1401 and a quarter, up 15 and 3 quarters. Go out to November of 2013. They're 1310 and a quarter, up 14 and a quarter. December soybean meal 43710, up 540. January 43240, up 550. December soybean oil 4987, up 60. January 5016, up 59. December live cattle 12857 and a half, up 17 and a half. January feeders 14722 and a half, down 12 and a half. December lean hogs at 82 even, down 47 and a half.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural futures markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, the soybean market, indeed corn market too, well, winter wheat, Chicago wheat, all grinding higher today.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of the economic things, sort of the macro traders, picked it up, the Greece situation seeming to be under control for the meantime, seemingly a little better a conversation out of Washington in that, you know, maybe we're not going to be like butt heads continually on this, trying to stop this financial cliff from having us fall over it. So, you know, that along with the tremendously good spending for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, I think all together say a little bit of optimism out there.
So it's risk on, and I guess we have to say, how high can we expect to go?
Well, that's sort of the problem here. Most of the locals and that are feeling that, you know, a good rally today, maybe into tomorrow a little bit, could sort of cap things for a while until we get some more economic news next week. You know, as we're looking at, they're going to be digesting the durable goods orders and consumer confidence numbers and everything like that as we go along over the next 10 days here, Dave. And I think that, you know, we might see a little bit of hesitancy to continue this rally on into the end of the week, knowing that next week brings us a lot of economic numbers.
I don't want to be a wet blanket on a bull rally, any kind of a bull rally, but there are some things on that we have seen that are puzzling and you wonder a little bit about. First off, weekly export inspections are weighing on spreads.
Well, yeah, you know, as we look here at the corn numbers, we are way behind. You know, one of the news wires we read said, you know, it's not unsurprising that we would even see a cutback in livestock usage of corn for feed because of all the silage that was cut this year and compared to usual, a much higher number. You know, we're staying warm and still being able to pasture some of their areas and things like that. So that, and basically along the way, because corn wasn't in exportable positions and not really there, and we were the higher price because of, you know, our drought, that South America did steal some of our market there. And that does tend to say we maybe won't see the exports the end of the year we were hoping for as a total.
So does USDA raise ending stocks in their WASD in December?
They probably will, Dave.
That's pretty definitive. Also, I guess the other thing that we can kind of touch on in the corn market is, for the most part, weather's pretty good in South America, although the bulls are trying to make something out of Argentina.
You know, we look at a lot of things along the way, and it is awfully hard to say that it's bad weather down there. They keep talking about they're behind last year. Last year was somewhat of a record pace on their planting down there. So, I mean, along with everything we talk about there, the weather is a little dry in southern Brazil and northern Argentina. It is not up to there. They are, the wheat has had a tremendous amount of rain down there. They're not getting it off in time to want to get some of their planting done so they can get the second crop of corn in on some of the areas down there. But it does look like, all in all, it's not terrible weather down in South America, but it is something we definitely need to keep an eye on, because we've been figuring just absolutely perfect weather here in the last 3 to 4 weeks, when we really took the steam or the air out of this balloon.
First day notice is November the 30th. With these prices rallying, are we going to see any selling ahead of the notice?
You know, I'm not sure, but I think as far as the corn is concerned, I think there was 78 or 79 registered contracts for delivery. Don't look to be any. Look at the Gulf basis, $1 over for right now. Why would you be delivering here instead of selling it into the cash market?
So we're seeing some technical indicators as well. I think we cleared the 50-day moving average in the December corn contract. And if you like to work with options, are you thinking maybe re-ownership possibilities might be ahead?
You know, I think that there's always, for the individuals out here that want to be long this, and it's much more encouraging to buy once we break through points rather than on a downward move as far as buying options. We're looking at the volatility in these options, and we are thinking that along the way, if there is re-ownership done, Dave, we need to be using bull call spreads in the respect that we've got to be selling some of the volatility rather than just paying for all of it, because if we just pay the premiums that are out there, mm-hmm. and the volatility it's going to cost us to own for re-ownership, we can see a nice move and still not realize very much cash.
So what months would bull call spreading make sense to you?
Well, I think it depends on the individual and when he generally would market his corn. I mean, as we look out there, you know, there's some real values in the July, being at the inverse out there as it is, and that's generally the time frame when we would want to be storing our corn till. It also gives us a chance, to get through some of the planting and everything like that as far as we're looking at.
Let's turn our attention to the wheat with a few seconds we have left. Winter wheat conditions again deteriorated, 2 additional points added to poor and very poor categories. If we don't see good weather for snow cover this winter and we come out of dormancy in the spring and the wheat crop is not good, what is its potential for corn upside?
Well, I think that, basically the wheat out west is not in good shape. You know, we aren't having the lowest crop ratings we've had. We aren't having, there's a lot of wheat that's not out of the ground, basically, even out there. And we are talking of it's turning brown and that it's not healthy enough to be pastured. So, I mean, we've got some problems with the hard red wheat crop out west, and we've also got some problems with the drought, what's going on. So, you know, that definitely, if we don't have a lot of feed wheat, that definitely throws a little plus over to the corn market.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson, L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace in Kansas City: December wheat, 8.99 1/4, up 15. December wheat in Chicago, 8.64 3/4, up 15 3/4. December corn, 7.51 3/4, up 4.5. July, 7.44, up 3 3/4. December, 6.33 1/4, up 4 1/4. January beans, 14.44, up 19 1/4. July, 14.02, up 16.5. November, up 13 at 13.09 3/4, up 13 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.